So what is the difference in these two carrots? They look... Yeah, they look a little bit different, but they took the exact same amount of time, energy, soil nutrients, the same amount of water for the farmer to grow, but really they have the exact same nutrient content. But why don't we ever see this ugly one in the grocery store? It's because the grocery stores know that consumers don't want to purchase them. When given the choice of seeing these two on the shelf, we're always going to pick the normal looking one. And it's these little choices that we have every day that, you know, we don't even see these. It's kind of behind the scene things that go on that we don't really realize, but they can have a big impact on the environment and our society and the economy. So we live in a time where we have a lot of choices, and it's these choices that can have a big impact on, like I mentioned, the environment. As you see here in this diagram, every one of these items has little things that go on behind the scenes, from money to natural resources, time, and health. And it's these things that we keep in mind when we're shopping, and, you know, sometimes we forget about them too because we're kind of wrapped up in looking for the cheapest price or the most convenient option, and it can get very overwhelming too when we're shopping and trying to know what to purchase. So one thing we've found is knowing these companies that support these things and shopping for those brands and supporting them and helping them kind of show the other producers that these are the things that are important to us. So choices are important, and if leveraged correctly, they can solve problems. And as entrepreneurs and business owners, it's our responsibility to help guide and influence our consumers and customers into focusing on these factors. We have the influence to help sway the way things are produced and the way things are purchased. So with fermented foods, we saw this problem. 40% of the food that we grow here in the United States is never eaten. It was a really big number for us when we found, and we realized that part of this is because of these ugly vegetables and the excess crops that farmers sometimes end up with, and then the grocery stores or consumers don't want to purchase them, so they have all these vegetables laying around that go unused. So we worked with a farmer, and we decided that we would purchase these ugly crops and excess vegetables first and foremost, and we would ferment them. And why did we choose fermentation? We could have just jarred it, which is a great preservation method, but we chose fermentation because it also adds a lot of nutritional value. So having a product that we feel not only helps the environment but also increases the health of our customers made us even more excited about our product. Fermentation has been around for centuries to preserve food, and not until more recently have we really been discovering all these amazing health benefits that it has. From aiding in your digestion to boosting your immune system, to having added enzymes and probiotics, and also improving your cognitive function. The list really just goes on and on if you start to look into it. But one of our favorite testimonies is from Vanessa's grandmother saying that her digestion has improved just by eating a little bit of our sauerkraut every day. So we really like that one.
So where did fermented actually start? Well, it started in a class here at MSU. The class is called Farm to Market. And Vanessa and I were paired for our final project, along with our partner farmer, Dylan Strike. And we were tasked with creating a value-added product for Dylan, but we decided, let's take it one step further. And so we asked Dylan, what's a common problem that you see on your farm? And he said, well, there's a bunch of ugly produce that we can't sell in stores, and there's a bunch of crops that can be overproduced due to all of the variables that go into farming. And he said it's frustrating because they already put all that time, money, effort, and water into these crops just for them to be wasted or tilled back into the soil. So we were like, okay, we can help with that. And we decided to ferment them, like Vanessa was talking about. And when we presented our final project to the community at the end of the semester, we got a ton of really awesome feedback for our idea. And a lot of the farmers came up to us and said, look, this is something that could really help us. So we're like, well, why don't we try and see where this can take us? And it's taken us here. A year and a half later, we have three products, our dill sauerkraut, radish kimchi, and spicy carrot chips. But we definitely won't stop there. We want to create a recipe for every single commonly overproduced crop or ugly vegetable so we can have a greater impact on farmers and help them be more sustainable while also helping to solve this unnecessary food loss. One of the more fun problems Vanessa and I had was the realization that not everyone knows how to use fermented vegetables. And we've gotten really creative in the kitchen, and we incorporate these fermented goods into our everyday lives, into pretty much every single meal. So we wanted to share those with our customers. And we do that through social media and our newsletter. And the hope is for them to incorporate it into their everyday lives, as well as share the recipes that they find. Because the more our customers use it, the more brand awareness we receive, and the more other consumers will buy our products. It just means that the more ugly vegetables we can save. So over the past year and a half, Vanessa and I have been creating what Farmented is today. We did a lot of product testing, research, trials, and even with all of that data and validation, we were still extraordinarily nervous 5 months ago when we were at our first farmer's market. Neither Vanessa nor myself slept at all the night before. We were afraid that people weren't going to love and respond to fermented foods as much as we had. So we got to the market, and people started trying it. And we started hearing those, oh, wow, that's really good. Or like in Amy's case, oh, I don't like sauerkraut, but I'll try it. And then they end up buying a jar. And then they kept coming back, market after market, and telling their family and their friends to come and try it. And there really has been no better product and idea validation than that for us. So we're going to continue to sell at these farmers markets as they allow that face-to-face interaction, but we've moved into wholesale as well. In these past 5 months that we've been selling, we have gotten into 4 different retail stores where they sell our jars, but we've also moved into restaurant and bigger wholesale quantities. We have 2 restaurants that currently use our products, which is really exciting. And these different ways allows us to have different avenues to sell our products to, again, save even more vegetables. But what we're really excited about is building a subscription-based infrastructure. And we actually launched our subscription service this past Monday through our crowdfunding campaign. This really excites us because it allows consumers from anywhere in the United States to make that conscious decision to support a company by getting a subscription of Farmented. And also that means that we get to ship our products all over the world, or well, over the country, which is extraordinarily exciting because it just means more vegetables saved, which we're really excited about. So we did it through the local crowd on Monday, and our goal was to raise over $3,000 and just get as many subscriptions as possible. You know, we'd love to blow that goal out of the water. And through donating, you get a 3, 6, 12, or 1 month subscription of Farmented. And what's exciting about this and our farmers markets and our retail and our wholesale is the more avenues we have, the more people we can reach, and the more sustainable we can help farmers become. And so we want to show you guys our video for our local crowd page, because we think it really displays and describes why we're doing this and why it's so important. So we ask again, what is the difference between these two carrots? It's perception. And so perception is really the only thing that is, or well, it's one of the big factors that is preventing us from having sustainable farming systems. And it's perception is exactly what Vanessa and I are trying to change. And we don't just want ugly carrots and ugly vegetables to become the norm. We want it to become a badge of honor. We want people to seek out these ugly vegetables and products made with ugly vegetables, so farmers no longer have to worry about the look of their products, because they know and now consumers can know that they are the exact same thing. And as entrepreneurs, we know it's important to have a product with a purpose. But as consumers, it's also just as important, but it is really difficult to find those products. How do you do it? Well, a big thing, it's not fun, but research. Researching the products that you buy, making sure that they align with your values. Yes, we would love food to be cheap and really sustainable, but that's not the case. Another thing that you can do is buy local. Buying local really supports our community. We are so lucky to live in Montana where the support system for local products is so strong. But finally, it's sharing the products that you love and the companies that you support with your friends and family. We are far more likely as humans to trust our friends and our family than some random person on the internet. So when you find those products, shout it from the rooftops. Like, make sure people know, because that not only helps your friends and family find these products, but it also really, really supports those companies that are trying to make a difference.